either underway or imminent. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The movement of Russian troops into two disputed separatist regions in eastern Ukraine on orders from President Putin to act as peacekeepers. A pretext for war, according to U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, telling a Monday night meeting of the UN Security Council.
We can, will, and must stand united in our calls for Russia to withdraw its forces, return to the diplomatic table, and work toward peace.
The White House plans to announce formal sanctions later today. President Biden has already issued an executive order banning any American investment in or financing for the disputed regions. Ukraine's president, defiant in the face of an invasion.
Here in Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed his nation at 2 a.m. local time.
We won't give away anything to anyone. We are confident in this. It is not February 2014, but February 2022.
February 2014, a reference to the Russian invasion of Crimea 8 years ago Sunday. Later that year, 58 nations abstained from condemning Russia at the United Nations. Many thought they were afraid.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine, from where the remaining American diplomats in the country have been evacuated to Poland. Invasion worries pushing early morning Dow futures sharply lower, trading more than 500 points lower at this hour. Asian markets down as well. Canada's parliament voting Monday to extend the emergency powers used to crush a three-week truckers' protest in Ottawa, which includes freezing the bank accounts of people who supported it. New Mexico Republican Representative Yvette Harrell introducing a bill in Congress to offer those people asylum in the U.S.
Let's protect them from their heavy-handed government. This is ridiculous to see their bank accounts being frozen, their assets being frozen. It makes no sense, but let's provide temporary asylum until their government will stop using this Emergencies Act.
America is listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox. A busy week ahead for the U.S. Supreme Court, scheduled to hear oral arguments in three cases.
Of tribes' ability to regulate gaming on their land. Texas law does not allow the kind of gaming they want to have, and the two tribes have already lost in lower courts. The other case involves a man who pleaded guilty in an assault case in the Court of Indian Offenses. He was released after time served, but a federal grand jury indicted him in Colorado. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. He says his federal prosecution is a violation of double jeopardy rules. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in Arizona versus San Francisco, an immigration-related case. Arizona and other states want to defend the Trump administration's expanded public charge rule, even as the current administration is not participating in such cases. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Closing arguments expected to begin today in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights. The defense rested yesterday. Deliberations will continue today in the federal hate crimes trial of three men already convicted of murder of killing jogger Ahmed Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. Leaders in Iran rejecting hundreds of thousands of coronavirus vaccine doses because of where they came from.
Iran has returned 820,000 doses of coronavirus vaccines donated by Poland because they were originally made in the U.S. That's according to state media in Tehran. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini previously rejecting any possibility of American or British vaccines entering the country, calling them them forbidden. While the U.S. government has not approved the AstraZeneca vaccine for its own population, the Biden administration has stockpiled the doses and donates them to other nations. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine pushing back the scheduled execution of three convicted killers this summer by 3 years because, he says, pharmaceutical companies won't sell the state the lethal injection drugs. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.